speaking of Super Bowl 55, it is on CBS. I will be in Tampa a week from Friday to do a show and then part of the coverage. And speaking of the Super Bowl, let's not waste any time. We're joined right now by somebody who's going to be front and center. He is a DB for the Tampa Bay Bucks. He had an INT. He had a pass defended. He had six tackles in Sunday's win over Green Bay. The first player with an interception in each of his first three career playoff games since Ed Reed. He tied a team record for playoff interceptions. 70 tackles, three passes defended, and an INT in the regular season. He played his college ball at Central Michigan. He was the 39th pick overall in 2019. And, of course, Super Bowl 55, Tampa Bay and Kansas City, February 7th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Sean Murphy Bunting is my guest. Sean, it is so good to have you on. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Man, it's so good to have you on. In fact, let me rephrase the question. You're a week and a half away from playing in the Super Bowl. How is life for you right about now? And how do you feel leading to the buildup in that game?
Man, life is amazing, honestly, man. I'm just glad to be able to continue to be playing ball with my guys and, you know, going for the big goal.
All right, so you're playing ball with your guys, and you're playing at a really high level. The team is going to the Super Bowl in large part because of your huge interception shortly before the end of the first half on Sunday. Aaron Rodgers, Sean, does not throw very many picks at all, so getting one off of him means you did a whole lot right. Can you take me through the play? What did you see as it unfolded?
I was just playing underneath coverage, two-man, so I just had to stay inside. That was the main thing, of just staying inside. And I was pressing the guy, so I knew it was going to be a lot easier for me. And once I got to the top of the route, he gave me an inside move. I just got my head back around, and once I got my head around, the ball was kind of right there. So it was just a matter of me honestly just catching it and then looking it in and holding on to the ball.
Sean Murphy Bunting joining us. I was going to say, it sounds like it was just a matter of you looking it in, and you beat me
to it.
Now, that INT came with less than 30 seconds left in the first half, so it prevented Green Bay from scoring, but then Tom Brady hit Scotty Miller for that 39-yard touchdown pass with a second left. I mean, I think a lot of people watching were like, oh, damn, did that just happen? Did you know? I mean, did you know your coach and knowing the GOAT that they were going to go right for the jugular? What was your thought when you saw that play go and know that you were going into halftime with an even bigger lead?
Oh, man, I was hyped. I didn't know that that was going to be the play call. I didn't really know what they were going to do with the ball. But when I saw the ball going to air, I saw that Scotty had a step on him. And once he caught it, I mean, I was so hyped, man. It was amazing. It was an amazing throw, amazing catch, amazing play call. And gave us that momentum going into the half, like you said.
It was all those things. It was an amazing play and an amazing play call, amazing execution.
Yes,
that was your third straight playoff game, as I mentioned, with an INT. That makes you the first guy since Ed Reed to have a pick in each of his first three playoff games for a career. Now, what's it feel like to hear your name mentioned along with Ed Reed and know that you're making history and have done something that only one other guy's done?
Man, it's a blessing. That's really all I can say, man. It just it's a test to all the hard work and dedication that I put in throughout. And it's also just a test to my teammates, man, and getting to the quarterback. None of that really happens unless, you know, our D-line gets to the quarterback and causes havoc on him. And so, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a team thing. It's a team effort. And I look at this accomplishment like I look at all of them, and it's just I don't get that done unless my teammates do their job as well.
Sean Murphy Bunting is my guest. I understand that. I respect that. But you're playing at a really high level right now. I'm kind of curious. You're playing your best when it matters most, and you're playing your best on the biggest stage. Can you consciously dial your game up to another level when you're in the postseason? Is there any of that going on for you?
100%. Each game, each play I go out there, I'm looking to do better than what I did the last play. And that's just how I go about every day in my day-to-day business. I work like I have nothing, you know, to lose, but at the end of the day, I work like there's always a lot more to gain, a lot more to achieve, and so I'm just constantly putting in, you know, the efforts to just be a better man and be a better player at the end of the day.
Sean Murphy Bunting, my guest. What about the entire secondary? Bruce Arians was raving about the play that you made on that ball for the interception and the confidence that you're playing with right now. What about the entire mentality, the attitude of the rest of the secondary? How would you describe that mentality when you're on the field, the secondary as a group?
Our secondary is just a savage mentality. I mean, we've had that mentality since day one. You know, guys ranked us 32nd. You know, at the beginning of the season, we were ranked 32nd in the NFL as far as secondary goes, and we haven't forgotten about that. But, I mean, we're all young. You know, we all have a lot to prove, and we're all trying to make a name for ourselves. And so we go out there each and every day, you know, just trying to grind and just trying to get that, not that recognition, but get that, get our names across, man. Get guys to understand us and get guys to understand where we're coming from and how bad we want it. And I know guys in our secondary, Carlton Davis, Jordan Whitehead, those are the older guys in our room, and they've, you know, they are the vets per se in our room, and they're 24 years old. And so, I mean, you got to have that mentality going in.
You have to have that mentality. I think that when you have a guy with that mentality, it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. But if you've got an entire group that had that mentality, that's a really powerful thing. When everybody brings that kind of thing to it, that kind of energy to it. You've now picked off a pair of Hall of Famers in Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers in consecutive games. And the next challenge, the next opportunity is Patrick Mahomes. What are the keys that you have to lock in on when it comes to facing him?
Oh, yeah. Pat's an extraordinary quarterback. He does a lot of things that a lot of guys cannot do. And he does them with ease, man. And the main thing with him is just honestly, you know, just kind of containing them, keeping them in the pocket, just kind of making them, trying to make them uncomfortable. And those guys, those receivers, they got speed. He's got a cannon. And so, you know, when all fails, they're going to go deep and he's going to let it go. And so we just have to keep those guys in front of us and just play to our keys and win our one-on-one battles when we have them.
Yeah, Sean, you got a pretty good quarterback too yourself. I want to ask you about Tom Brady. And when he arrived in Tampa, when he arrived at the team in the offseason, the outside expectations seems like for the team changed. What about internally? For instance, when a guy like that walks in and you see the way he works, you see the way he prepares, you see the way he carries himself, you already know the jewelry. Was he able to, like, I don't want to say single-handedly, but what kind of an impact did he have on the culture and the expectations internally? How does he make guys around him better?
It's just honestly, like you said, just looking at him and looking how he goes about things. He's always got his notebook. He's always got his pen. He's always ready to jot down notes, or he's always looking at his game plans, looking at his playbook. He's always just trying to make himself better, and you can tell. You don't have to ask him questions to know that he's doing that. You know, I can look over across the locker room. His locker is, you know, right next to my locker. You know, I can look to my left, and he's always looking at something, whether it's, like I said, his playbook, his notes, his something there, or he's always talking to a teammate, whether it's Gronk, Mike, just figuring out ways that they can communicate better and do their job better.
Sean Murphy Bunning is my guest for a few more moments. I think your journey is incredible. Like, you never know where great players are going to come from. But I say that about you because when you were coming out of high school, you only had one Division I offer, and that was from Central Michigan, and even that was in doubt after a coaching change. What happened, and what was your mindset when you first showed up on campus?
You're asking what happened as far as the entire situation, or you're asking?
Yeah, how'd that play out? How did that play out when you got there?
Oh, when I got there. So I got there, I was actually a safety. I was 158 pounds.
Wow.
and I was a safety. And, I mean, I was there. I wasn't really doing much. And then I actually asked my head coach, John Bonamago, who was a special teams guy over in L.A. right now. I basically asked him if I could move to wide receiver because that was the position I was most comfortable with. And that's what I really wanted to play. And he told me, basically, you can be an average, you know, college wide receiver, or you can be an NFL caliber cornerback. And if you want to make that change, I'll move you to corner, and then we can go from there. And I basically was just like, you know what, all right, I embraced it. I made that switch over to cornerback. I added some weight. I ended up playing a season at about 170, 175 corner. I was a nickel down corner, and then I had two interceptions that year. So from that year on, I kind of just focused on just being the best corner possible and taking that mentality that he said, the NFL caliber mentality at corner, and just kind of going with it from there, just progressing. And then ended up leaving early my junior year.
Again, mentality to me has everything to do with it because guys always talk about how quickly you learned. Like, you made that position change, and they talk about how quickly you learned. They talk about how quickly you matured. They talk about how competitive you always were, and you were a three-sport star, and then you had that mentality. Let me ask you this really quickly before you go. The pinned tweet on your account right now is a highlight reel of plays made by Tyrann Mathieu, and you added the comment, quote, "Big bro, steady revolutionizing the game and that nickel position. Tyrann Mathieu, I salute you. Motivation at its finest." Personally, this is an enormous Tyrann Mathieu house. I love this guy. I love the way he plays. I love the way he leads. I love his playmaking ability. I love his toughness. I mean, I love this guy. I'm curious, as somebody who plays the sport at that position, when you look at him, what do you admire so much about him and his game?
Man, I admire everything about that man's game, man. His instincts, his ball skills, his drive, his communication. He does a lot of things very well. And he doesn't have many weaknesses. And if he does, you can't tell. And it's not just me. You know, there's other guys in my secondary specifically that admire the same guy that I admire. And, you know, they kind of revolutionize their game around the same type of player that I do. So, you know, Tyran, you can tell he's just a vocal leader for those guys. And once he got there, you can tell the improvement that secondary made from where they were to where they are now. And that's just an attest to how much dedicated he is and how much of a vet of a leader he is in that group.
You know, I think it's universal. Like, I talked to Aqib Talib yesterday, and he's going to be on my podcast today. He loves him. He loves him. That Talib,
man.
You know, Talib's got a guy. That's a guy with 35 career picks and 10 house
right.
calls. So people know. Listen, last thought, Sean. I really appreciate you in the conversation. This is a blast. As long as we're talking about motivation and mindset, yesterday you did tweet a pic of Kobe Bryant with the message, "Thank you, Kobe, for gifting us the Mamba mentality." I'm curious, how would you describe the Mamba mentality, and how'd you apply it to your life and your game?
Man, the Mamba mentality means the ultimate sacrifice. You know, you got to be willing to do things that you're not comfortable doing. You got to be willing to sacrifice a lot of things that you normally wouldn't sacrifice to get where you want to go. And, you know, I want to be one of those guys that at the end of the day, you remember my name, you remember the legacy that I played for, and you remember everything about me, but not as simply as just being a hard worker, dedicated and about my business and trying to, you know, be the better man every single day. And I read Kobe's book, I took a lot from that, and just growing, man, and just growing in the positive direction, and being okay with not being okay with being complacent, you know, just not being comfortable, always striving to just be better each and every day. And if you do lose, you take it to the chin, and you go from there and you grow.
Man, extremely well said. Sean Murphy Bunting, Tampa Bay Bucks DB. Sean, I really appreciate it. I understand this. Like, I understand the opportunity. It's not easy to get guys playing in the big game before the big game. So I really appreciate you making time for us and this show. Really great to have you on the show, Sean. Thanks so much.
Appreciate you for having me.
Appreciate you doing it. That was great. Sean Murphy Bunting. I'm always amazed by young athletes that have seemingly figured it out at a really early age. Again, this guy was drafted in 2019 out of Central Michigan and just handling himself both on and off the field like an absolute professional in the way he approaches his work, the way he leads, the way he studies, the way he makes plays, just really, really mature, really focused. And again, as a young athlete, years ahead of where you would think somebody like that would be.